Across Europe, political leaders are breathing a sigh of relief at the defeat of French far-right leader Jean-Marie Le Pen in yesterday's presidential election. But the fact that he made the final round at all is cause for alarm in some quarters. The European Union's Foreign Affairs Commissioner, Chris Patten, warned today there is a sense in which 10 votes for Mr. Le Pen is 10 votes too many. NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says the far right still holds enormous appeal in Europe.
French voters, figuratively and in some cases literally, went to the polls yesterday with clothespins on their noses. A slogan that spread like wildfire on the web read, "Vote for the crook, not for the fascist," the reference being to the uncompleted investigation of President Chirac on corruption charges. With the 82% landslide for Chirac, France came back from the brink of political disaster. But this was something less than an inspiring display of democratic dedication to leaders or to program. Most of France was appalled about what happened in the first round, a turnout of only 72%, in France that's considered very low, reflected general boredom and disillusion with government. It helped the extreme right-wing Le Pen garner some 17% of the vote and make it into the runoff for the first time in four tries. Yesterday, with a voter turnout of more than 80%, and with the socialists rallying behind Chirac, France in effect made a course correction. Immigration, crime, Europeanization are issues in France, but not issues to be entrusted to a party that wants to imprison and expel illegal immigrants. In his victory speech, Chirac celebrated France's ancient dedication to liberty, equality, fraternity. But it is significant that Le Pen won 18% of the vote, his biggest percentage in 30 years of trying. The mainstream may have won out this time, but in France, as in Austria, in Germany, in Italy, and the Netherlands, radical parties are entrenching themselves, exploiting anti-foreign, anti-European, anti-American fears and hatreds. The killing of the Dutch Pim Fortuyn, who won 34% in a Rotterdam local election, focuses new attention on extremists. Le Pen may have scared France into giving Chirac a landslide, but the strength he showed should be a wake-up call beyond French borders. We are likely to hear more thunder on the right. This is Daniel Shore.